This is program number LW2692. Well, you know, today, many people really don't consider lying dishonest. Hi, this is Larry West. To them, lying is okay. The threshold of dishonesty begins with stealing. And really, a significant number of people don't even consider stealing very dishonest, you know, especially if it's from large businesses, such as insurance companies, big retailers, or utilities. That's because we people feel so impersonal toward big businesses that we don't think of a big corporation as being owned by anybody. So it's okay to steal from them. At least it's sort of okay. It's not very dishonest anyway. And certainly, lying isn't. It's not dishonest at all. That's the general consensus of a lot of people these days. We've got what we call an underground economy, and it's a huge one. That is, unreported earnings have now reached epidemic stages. Believe it or not, it's now estimated that unreported earnings have reached $200 billion annually. And as the tax of inflation increases, the pressure for money to stay off the books increases. That's a type of lying. And it doesn't bother those who do it. I mean, after all, the government wastes the money anyway. We think that since the government lies to us, it's okay to lie to the government. So we do it with a clear conscience. Way back in 1776, Thomas Paine said, "A long habit of not thinking a thing wrong gives it the superficial appearance of being right." I think he's nailed our problem. Today is the day of sleazy ethics, bribery, kickbacks, arson, vandalism, burglaries, shoplifting, and countless forms of dishonesty. And what's worse is we tolerate it. We've come to accept it as a matter of fact that if given the chance, all too many of us will cheat, if we have to get ahead. Whether it be high school students, film executives, or purchasing managers, it doesn't matter. Lying has become a way of life. And because it has become such a long habit, we've come to believe that lying is not even dishonest. We accept the lies from the repairman as well as from the chairman of the board, all as a matter of course. We accept lies from the government. We accept the corruption of politicians so much these days that it's even ceased to be the comedian's joke. Notice that? We condone it by saying, after all, that's politics. Quite frankly, I think we need more characters like what we had in President Woodrow Wilson. He was so concerned about being totally honest that some called him even a fanatic during his day. One day, for example, a visitor came to the White House and was talking to President Wilson, and in the course of his conversation, he casually mentioned that a certain firm headed by a distant relative of the president had received a building contract. Well, the president responded with, "What?" Then he said, "It must be stopped at once." Come to find out, the president hadn't known of it. It was purely coincidental. But the president stopped it. And because he stopped it, it created a family breach that was never healed. There was a guy who believed lying was dishonest, and he was so determined to remove any reason for suspicion that he created a family problem. You know, we've allowed ourselves, I think, to be set up. I mean, with our believing that lying is not really all that dishonest, we're set up for disaster. You see, without honesty, freedom is unsafe. And without freedom, it becomes unsafe to be honest. Let me say that again. Without honesty, freedom is unsafe. And without freedom, it becomes unsafe to be honest. The Bible says, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." That's not true with just God's word. It's true with every realm of life. Truth is what makes us free. I like what Thomas Paine said way back there in 1776. Let me read that one to you again. He said, "A long habit of not thinking a thing wrong gives it the superficial appearance of being right." Think about that one today. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Today, go the extra mile to be honest, even if it costs you. Lying is dishonest. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.